can't see me.
I can't either. There's a big cord going across the screen. See Brian. Brian looks great.
Yeah, well, good. You definitely can't.
All right, welcome to episode 151.
That's too far away for you to see.
Cigar Hustle. What?
That's too far away for you to see.
I can see the Brian's got a gray shirt on. I can see the gray shirt.
Are you going to call him Brian the entire time?
I already called him the nanny. I figured until you introduce him. Then
I won't respond if you call me Brian. I'll tell you that.
Right. Oh,
there you go. All right, so now when you speak, you have to be right on the mic.
Right, okay, up on the microphone.
See?
It has to tickle your bottom lip.
Mm. Yeah, he loves saying that.
He hates when I say that. And a shot in the beat.
So we have a special guest today?
Yes, we have the nanny here today. Yes, the infamous nanny.
It's the manny. It's the manny.
I always refer to him as the nanny.
Yes, I know, but I feel like that isn't appropriate. It's your...
Oh, by the way.
We're going to have to take things away from him. First time on the podcast, so, no tapping.
Good thing he doesn't work here.
Yeah, thank you.
Quick therapy, get fired.
What are you going to do about the guys downstairs?
Which guys?
The guys next door.
You mean the...
First we'd like to mention the incessant knocking and hammering and everything. They're doing renovations next door.
It's a high-class show. What do you want from us?
Yeah. Yes, I guess we should have added more soundproofing.
We've spared no expense. So, Brian is my brother-in-law, and he was in town. He was driving back from work, and I said, hey, why don't you come on the podcast? So, he's going to get...
we're going to make him a star.
He's going to be subjected to some cruel and unusual punishment.
Squirt gun?
No squirt gun.
Shave the eyebrow?
That's up to him. He is the guy that has the Postanya tattoo.
That is true.
Before you, before Chet, before the Hustler Mafia.
Yes.
Before it was the cool thing.
Actually family, though.
If I divorced my wife, then we wouldn't be family, and he still has that piece.
I don't know how that works. Because my wife just got on a plane to go to a funeral for her ex-husband's father.
Oh, well, that's interesting. So are the strippers coming over tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow. You want to have back? Come back till Friday. Cushion, just in case something happens.
You don't want the flight to get canceled.
Right, and then they come back, and then, so hard to hide strippers.
Yeah. Where do you put them all?
Where do you put them? That's right. There's only so many closets you can put them in.
So before we get into the whole podcast.
Yes.
I have three awesome cigars that I'm really intrigued to smoke on the Patreon.
So three?
Yeah, there's three here. And
if you have three, we have none. Do we all have one?
No, it's if I have three.
Yes.
And you have one, we both have two.
No, but I don't have one.
Yeah.
So if you have three, and Brian and I, or the nanny, the manny, whatever we're calling him, if we do not have one, then do we all have one, or do you still have three?
Well, no. You can have all three. But the manny doesn't smoke. The manny sucks on a battery.
Yes.
Yes. I told him that was coming. I just wanted to know. We're going to talk about...
That's why I put it on display, so that people can have a reference.
Yeah, people understand that he's a...
Can you do the vaping tricks with the
little...
No.
Crap they knew?
He's a vapor.
You have the bubble lung?
That was my hip.
He's a vapor.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get him into cigars. He's fighting.
The only reason why I do this is
how embarrassing for you, Michael.
I know. It really is pretty much.
The only reason why I do this is because my wife would kill me if I smoked cigarettes.
Yeah.
You're married?
I am.
He's a married manny.
My wife is currently seeking job opportunity via your wife.
Oh, that's your wife. Oh, I didn't even know that's who it was.
Yeah.
I'm so out of the loop in this. I didn't even know it was a sister-in-law. I just assumed it was some other...
sister-in-law.
Yeah, I guess
brother-in-law.
So. Yes.
Marries.
I understand sister-in-law. How it works. Thank you. But no, I didn't... Does she live at your house too?
No, not at the moment.
Oh.
When she comes down, he will be... They will have their own lovely home.
Oh.
See, that's what we're waiting on.
Gotcha.
It's all about time.
There's a house coming up for rent in my neighborhood.
Oh. Mm. Oh, that'd be nice. It's a little far away, though.
Not if she works in this side of the county.
Yeah, fuck that. We want her to drive.
Yeah.
We're close.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
She just applied at Pride. I don't know.
I don't know anything about that.
She just
said it was an elementary school in Deltona, so.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
So there it is. We got a nice thorough beat. So anyways, hey, listen.
So we can only review one
cigar on the Patreon, right?
We could do a different week.
Yeah, I know. But
Sorry.
But I'm really excited about all three of these cigars.
Okay.
Okay, so we have the Room 101 Death Bucket 2, which I know you're really excited about because it has your friend's face on there.
Matt Booth, yes.
Mr. Matt Booth, yeah.
I understand it's like Death Bucket 1 with more boofy, though.
It's a little more boof?
A little more boof.
Okay. It legitimately is.
I see that.
See what you did there.
Yeah.
The Cigar Culture Blend number 3.
Wow.
Which is...
Number 3.
Yeah.
I hear that's the good one.
Yeah, the first and second one apparently sucked.
Right.
So that's why they rolled out with number 3. And then now the new Mil Diaz I don't know how to fucking say this. Mariva limited
edition.
What is
the difference in that one?
It's smaller.
Oh, is that it? Same blend, just smaller?
It's an entirely different type of flying altogether.
And a different box.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fancier box. It's not fancy.
It's a less fancy box.
Yeah, there's 30 of them in there, too. So
30?
Yeah.
Wow, it's not that big
That's
a box.
That's what it says.
How small are they? They cigarillos?
I don't know. It can't be 30.
It can't be 30. There's no way.
I don't know.
Maybe you buy two boxes, 15 in each?
Well, I got to, I mean, the email blast goes out in like an hour, so I better double check that.
Better double check that. So somebody goes to buy that. Hey, I only got 15.
So which one do you want to review on the Patreon?
Well, we did the Death Bucket one.
Uh-huh.
And we've done the Mildias, I believe.
Uh-huh.
So let's
you
do
the culture?
Culture.
What should we... What should we review?
Ask the professional.
Of the three here, we have the Death Bucket 2, we have the Cigar Culture, and we have the Mildias.
Well, the Death Bucket sounds the coolest.
It does. It does sound the coolest.
And it the coolest.
Has chicken on it, too. So.
It does have chicken.
It's small. Was it a Robusto this time?
It is.
Last time, I think it was a Corona.
You know what's funny is I saw some ads on Instagram or whatever, and people have taken photos of them. I'm like, that's not the size.
No, it looked bigger.
That looks
like
a Toro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you saw that too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm not alone.
Nope, that's when I pulled one this morning. I was like, what?
Wait a second.
Where's the rest
of it?
What
are you doing? Yeah. So
did he maybe short us? Maybe.
Well, maybe we got the
short end of the stick.
All right, good jokes. Solid jokes.
Solid jokes. It's a very professional show.
So what do you think?
I thought we already agreed on the Culture Club.
No, we didn't. You made a statement.
Oh, well then what the hell? I guess it's up to you because you're going to pick whichever one you want anyway.
All right, I think we should do the Death Bucket 2.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to review the Death Bucket 2. That means I'm going to smoke the Mildias right now. So, So Mr. Matt Booth has gone out of his way and done a very kind gesture.
Yes.
Should we talk about this out of the way because,
he's a very nice man.
Because Greg doesn't watch the podcast or listen.
No, but I think Alex does.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to fuck with my brother. So a few months ago, my brother asked me to ask Matt, because that's pretty much how he runs his life, I handle all the things for him, to acquire a... Room 101 ring for him.
Yeah, he was quite taken with one of Mr. Booth's rings.
Yes, the jaw.
The what?
The jaw.
J-A or J-A-W?
J-Y-A.
J-Y-A?
Jua.
I would say it's pronounced differently, knowing Mr. Booth. Maybe
it's the Jua.
Yeah, probably. It's probably a lot closer to that.
Right.
Than the Ja.
It's the Chicago. So, Matt Booth was very kind and actually got it done. So I have the ring.
Did he make one, or did he just have it sitting around?
I don't know.
Looks like it's very hard to size.
I feel like he probably has the mold for it, and he probably makes them to spec, right?
Oh, so did you have to tell him what size you're
making? I did.
How did you find that out?
I asked him. How else am I going to find out? What am I going to do, fucking?
That's what I was wondering.
Am I going to hit him with some chloroform?
Yeah, when he's sleeping, you just measure his finger.
Alex, check his finger.
Yeah, I don't think that would go over that smoothly, you know? So, well, I mean, this thing's got
scotches in him. I mean,
this thing's got some weight to it too, man.
Let me see.
This thing is no joke.
Oh yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Wow.
It's no joke.
It's even big for my index.
You have very small fingers.
I have very small fingers. Yes.
Small hands.
Small hands.
Carney.
How do you close your hand with that on?
I don't. I mean,
well, he's
I
got
could.
That one ring that looks like a little suit of armor.
Oh,
so.
You can't really.
Okay, that makes
okay.
sense.
Okay, it's stuck now.
Okay,
and
Matt,
so now,
we need another one.
Send
so
one
Greg
more.
Had a ring.
So Matt's like, hey, you should take pictures of it, like in bathroom stalls
stuff.
And stuff
then
like
he'll
that.
Never touch it again. Yeah, you guys are with germs.
But what I'm thinking is, like, I just get like a necklace, like a whatever, a cheap fucking,
and wear it until he notices.
No, well, I'm not even when he notices. I'm not gonna give it to him. I'm gonna be like, yeah, this is my pendant.
Oh, this is my friend Matt Booth sent this for me.
Yeah, Matt sent me this. And, it's perfect ring size for my necklace.
Well, he's got to know something's up then.
My brother?
He's
asked.
He's not a jewelry guy.
He has asked. He's like, oh, so whatever happened with my ring, is Matt going to make that for me?
No,
like,
we haven't bought enough yet. Or
and then I said, I don't know, man. Call him and ask him, because I know he never will. Hey, so I want a dry bag for this ring. I just want to see what's going on. So that's his MO.
Now we weasel jewelry, apparently.
I mean, this is this is no joke. This is a very expensive ring.
Oh,
and
yes.
a very, very nice gesture of
Matt. Love and affection yeah. from Mr. Mabu.
Yeah, I mean, we can't even get fucking shirts from Romacraft.
Ooh, throwing that out.
Shots fired. Where's my blue craft?
You know, I went through three boxes today of stuff looking for. I thought for sure you go. Oh, it's in one of these. Gotta be. We got these big order in.
Just ship, no questions asked.
Yep, they'll just do it because
credit card goes through.
Week.
No problem. Right. And boom. No. We send war bears. We give them. We shower them with love.
That's right.
And it's met with nothing but, womp womp, disappointment. Womp. Right. Okay. So what's going on, Mike? What's going on, Manny? What's going on? Before we get into the details,
let's find out what's going on with the Manny.
I don't know. Let's see how he handles himself in this podcast. I'm intrigued. Yeah. You are?
Yeah, it just looks like a battery.
It's a battery.
That's why I say he sucks on a battery.
Yeah, you literally hit it until it dies.
And then you throw it away?
And then you throw it away. It's disposable.
Oh, disposable.
Yeah.
Oh, when you turn it, it's got words on it.
Yeah. It says do not smoke.
The product. Yeah, it says.
Apple disposable. Pie? Is that what it says? Though? Is that apple pie flavored?
No. It says fume.
Oh. It said apple pie. Doesn't say apple? No apple on anywhere? What flavor is it?
Oh, pineapple ice.
Oh, so pineapple there's an apple ice. In it. Okay.
Yes, there was an apple.
Yeah, but there's a pine before the apple.
So take a hit. Let's see what happens.
Why?
It glows.
That's it. Yeah, ooh, very fancy.
It just shows you that it's not dead. And it'll blink when it's dead, and then you throw it away, and I go spend another $20 on it.
There you go.
Wow. Yeah, $20. How long does it last? I guess it depends on how many times you hit it.
It depends on how.
Do they have like a hit to price ratio? I mean, do you?
No, it's honestly a waste of money.
I can tell you, a lady came in the other day who's been buying those. She says they're costing her arm and a leg. So yeah, she bought our little $20 setup in the liquids. Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like $15 a pop.
It's crazy how quickly that market changes and like demand. Like somebody comes up with something new, and you know, I mean, at least every year with the iPhone. I got to wait until, like, then they do the software update, and then my iPhone shits, and then that year, at the end of the year, I have to upgrade, right?
Right, that's...
With Pineapple Express over here, it fucking changes quarterly. Pineapple it's like, Express. Oh, yeah, no, do you have...
And a new name was born, now we're calling Pineapple
It's just
Express.
More convenient, you know?
Yeah.
Because you don't have to charge it.
I didn't see the smoke come back out. Did you ever blow it back out?
It's not a huge cloud. It's a Nic salt, they call it. So it's got a higher percentage of nicotine. Hmm. And it's not like the super cloudy vapes where they just do it for fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Those idiots. Yeah. I had somebody blow up the lounge one day. You know, he thought it was Harry who fucking Houdini. I'm like, Jesus, man. Let me get my thermal sights on and fucking ridiculous. I'm like, what's now? Thanks so much, bro. Now it reeks of fucking cotton candy in here.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's like when somebody smokes a Groovy Blue.
Yeah. Oh, no, this is far worse. Not only did it, you know, engulf is with the fucking scent. I couldn't see anything. What the fuck? So yeah. Pineapple Express. Yeah. And the reason why you didn't see the smoke is because he has strategically figured out how to push it out through his ears, and his ears are covered.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
So you're gonna need a new headset.
Yeah.
Nobody uses it.
Yeah, that's the guest one.
That's the guest one. Yeah. So I'll be going. It smells like pineapple.
So weird. So the Manny's at the house, hanging out, getting some work done.
I saw a little baby Teddy took a knee to the head.
Oh, yes. Ooh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
the social media blitz there.
Little MMA style. I mean, that's not, I didn't do the post.
No, your wife did. But was that a FaceTime to the doctor?
No.
Oh.
No. It was, I handled that myself, actually.
Wow.
So
see, it's a third child. That's what happens.
No, but that's the most important one because it's a little girl.
Well, I understand.
But I'm seasoned enough.
That's what I mean. Jeez. Stop touching the mic.
I didn't even touch the mic.
It's your arm on the cord.
I'm seasoned enough where I can identify the child.
Ice static.
You FaceTimed Mike enough to now where.
Chris.
Yeah, you FaceTimed. Yeah. Chris enough. Chris.
The doctor.
So now where you can just handle the situation.
Where I can identify if she has a concussion or not. Yeah. So she was okay. But, you know, so Jax was doing like this running thing where he would jump over her.
Oh,
At full speed. And he has been instructed not to do this sort of thing.
Right.
And, And Brittany was like, hey, I'm going to leave. I wanted to wait until the baby laid down. I'm like, they're fine. I got it. But I mean, the fucking second she walked
you were
out
in
the
charge.
Door. I mean, she legitimately got in her car And then she walked back in to get something, and it was utter chaos. It was utter chaos.
So she would. So she saw it.
Yeah. What do you call Drew? What's Drew's nickname?
He's the handyman.
Oh yeah. So the handyman and I were working on the floor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not paying attention to the children.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're fine. They were fine in the little second. Well, apparently they weren't fine.
They're apparently not.
So we checked the videos because, you know, we have surveillance.
Oh, go back to the video. And let's see the slow-mo.
And it was bad. I mean, the man, he watched it with me, and he goes, oh, my God.
It's like watching Fight Night in 4K.
Yeah. Oh, she yeah. Just oh, man. Yeah, like, she just.
Legs up.
I mean, yeah. she took a flying knee.
Yeah.
Blocked it with her face.
Yeah. It was no blocking. It was connected.
Yeah. So.
Well, you know, it's just a matter of time before they do that to her. She picks up a bat and whacks the shit out
of her. Oh, yeah. She just, will be.
It's just a matter of time.
I feel sorry for her husband. He's so fucked. She's like, you know, I had two older brothers, right?
Not even just two older brothers, but Jax and Justin.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Frick. Yeah, they're named after superheroes, right. Just so you know.
Little thunder, little lightning. Very crazy. Mm-hmm. So I could tell you that I've made a couple of mistakes at the gym already.
What?
Shit's bad. At RDB?
But what kind of mistake were you?
So
you had to wipe down a machine?
Well, so no, I know.
You,
I'm pretty
pulled,
good about.
Pulled something?
I'm pretty good about all that stuff.
Something came out of your pants when it shouldn't have?
No, so like, you know.
You did the shot in the pee-pee in front of everybody.
Nope. Couldn't have helped yourself, huh?
This is the second time I've said that.
This is my life. It's worse on Facebook. He just berates me. So now I've countered back with, like, you know, he's my service animal and stuff like that.
Not nearly as funny.
I don't know. I get a lot
because,
of LOLs.
I don't know. People are telling you not to be mean to me.
I like Tyler. Fuck that guy.
It's you.
No, I'm just kidding. I love you, Tyler. You know, we're trying to get into the routine, right? So Brittany goes earlier. I bring the baby. But, like, we have to switch cars because her car is, you know, baby-proofed. Mine is not.
Right.
So, like, I'm bringing all this gear. Like, I have my laptop and all my backpack and my gym bag. And then I got to go switch it out. And I'm like, man, I don't want to carry my gym bag all the way back to my car. I'll just put it down. And, like, the gym's dead. Right.
Put it down in the gym?
Yeah. It's just my clothes and stuff. And, like, my, you know.
In her lockers?
Yeah, but I'm, you know, I didn't think that at the time. I mean, stop being reasonable. So I was
just,
totally.
Like in the middle of the gym, you just drop your bag?
No, I was going to tuck it in the corner. Really suspicious.
Somebody stole your bag.
No. So, you know, here I am in my all black ninja garb, you know, my black sweatshirt and, you know, my black mask. And,
right.
You know, one of the trainers sees the suspicious man dropping a bag and walking away.
Oh, my Lord.
And she's like, sir, you can't do that. And I'm like. Oh, but this is where I really, I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I don't know what the thought process was.
You bowed up on the young lady?
No, that this blurted out in my mouth. I'm like, oh, but I know everybody here. I'm like, and
how do you
like
know
the
there?
Instant that I said that, I was like, what in the fuck kind of reaction was that?
Put it in a locker.
Yeah. So she's like, well, you know, you can put it somewhere. Like, I don't have a lock. That was like my reasoning. And I'm like, wait a second. Okay, yeah, no problem.
Whatever reason make me have a
locker. So I went and jammed it in a locker.
And shut it. Just remember what number you're
barely
at.
Barely closed the door, ran up and dropped off my backpack and came back. And I was like, I talked to her later. I was like, I'm sorry. I feel really, really stupid about my comments and my actions at the time. But hey, you know.
Hey, I know everybody here.
And then like, yeah, well, I don't know.
There's Bill over there. Yeah, Tom. Hey, Nancy. Nice to see you.
Hey, Nancy.
Glutes are looking good, Nancy.
Nope.
Nice job.
No, I would never do that. Nope. And then so like, there's this blind guy that's been there forever too. Like he's a regular. He's always worked out there and stuff.
Right.
And
I don't know. That just strikes me as funny. A poor blame man walking around.
Yeah. So I.
How does he know how much he's lifted?
He does more. Like he has a trainer.
Somebody
follows him and helps him and stuff.
Right. Okay.
But he's in the locker room.
Picture him going, too heavy. I don't know. I don't know if I'm lifting more or less this week.
You're going straight to hell. So we're like he's coming into the locker and I'm heading into the showers and like
he ran into you and you yelled at him.
We're
what I'm are you blind? Get out of the way.
He's coming this way and right. I'm going this way and there's a wall right here. So like I have nowhere to go, right? But I don't want to stop.
No, you're going to hell,
so,
Michael.
So I'm like, oh, man, I can warn him, but I don't know how that will play out.
So, excuse me, sir.
So, and I have my headphones on still. So I just haul ass like Indiana Jones right past him.
Just go fast.
And I barely.
He feels the wind.
Yeah. he had to be freaked out a little bit. Like, that's how close we were. He had his cane out. And I kind of leapt over it a little bit. And I'm just like. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's bad.
It would have been funny if he caught your leg and you knocked you down.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry. Who did I knock down?
I don't know what's going on in my life, but it's been an awkward. It was an
awkward. So you jumped over dressed as a ninja.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Dressed as like, wah.
Pretty eventful day.
Yeah. You know? It's been well, that was kind of like
you
an eventful
got
week.
Bomb squad called on you. You beat up a blind guy.
Yeah. It's just a day in the life for me. You know?
Is this all the stuff you were going to try to remember to tell me the other day?
You
started to tell
yes,
me something,
yeah,
and
yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, I can't
talk. Yeah, I can't. We can't talk about this.
Now I know why you like RDV so much.
Yeah, it's amazing for me.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
It's a fun-filled afternoon for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I'm embarrassed myself, but at least you know that I just own it and move the hell on. Did you catch Kiss My Ash Radio this week?
I have listened to bits and pieces of almost the whole thing.
Yeah.
We've got 9 minutes.
Okay.
I listened to it some in the car just down
it's
the way
Danny.
Back in the airport. Yeah.
I thought it was a good interview.
Yeah, from what I heard of it.
What you gathered?
I mean, I haven't seen all of it yet.
Yeah, no, I think it went really well.
It was the same information basically that he did on the other interview, so I mean.
Yeah, but Abe tried to, what's the worst thing about working with Skip Martin?
Yeah, he did try that.
And you know, I think that Danny handled himself pretty well.
Right. Yeah, he didn't really say anything bad.
It was very political, you know.
Did he get the bonus?
I would say that funny. I could tell you what the worst thing is working with Skip Martin. Easy.
Okay.
Fucking the fact that he always is right. Like, that's fucking frustrating.
That he always has to be right? Or
no.
That he is actually always
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Oh. And, you know, the other thing that they said that was kind of weird is that Abe said, you know, the Facebook Skip and the Skip in person are two totally different people. I completely disagree.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just think that people don't understand him. You don't get the dialogue correct when you're reading it just via text.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know what I mean? He's the same person. He feels the same way, and he has, you know, correct fucking.
Oh, he's by no means putting on a show for Facebook, no.
Yeah, and I think that you would, if you sat down and you talked with him, you're like, oh, that fucking makes sense. I get that now. Like, that's the difference.
Well, I've told him a little more than once. I just assume everything he says is correct. I mean, I fact check him or anything.
I don't assume that he's correct, but there are times when I get there, I'm like, God damn it. That, fuck.
Oh,
okay.
Geez.
Just the same scenario with my son. I'm like, wait a second. What if I'm wrong here?
Yeah, what was that word?
What?
The word?
Homophone.
Homophone.
Yeah.
Do you know what? He probably knows.
He knows.
He's around the house.
I think he knew. I asked him and
it's
he
the
knew.
Younger people. I don't know why you didn't know. I mean, I understand why I didn't know.
I slept the entire career of school. I was asleep.
Oh,
okay. The entire time.
Oh, there you go.
I still made honor roll. That goes to show you how much of a joke that school is. But so, anyways. So, what about you, Mike? How was your week? You have like 6 minutes. Get it out.
Nothing exciting happened. There was that death and that sort of. Put a damper on the weekend.
Nothing really?
Yep. I got drunk last night. Other than that.
You did get drunk. You were aggressive to me. With the screwball. You're like, oh, I'm shaving your eyebrow. That's not happening.
Asked if I could. I didn't explain why.
No, and then like,
but I noticed you did see it, so.
And then you got mad that I didn't answer.
Yes.
I didn't see it right away.
I gave you plenty of time.
I know. I didn't.
And I wasn't drinking a screwball. I was drinking Scatterbrain. It was something new.
Is it like screwball, only Scatterbrain?
Not as good. Not as good.
The Manny has been dabbling into the Cinquero a little bit.
Yes,
oh.
I have.
He's a big fan.
You're sharing?
Big fan.
Yeah, of course I'm sharing.
Oh.
You know, if I have three and you have one, we both have two, Mike. That's how it works.
Oh.
But I have four over here, and none of them are for you.
But, well, there's three now.
If you notice, I conveniently brought two Death Bucket 2s and one of the others, one of each.
Oh, so yeah. I couldn't see over
so
the screen.
So kind of knew the direction it was going.
Then why didn't you just say which one we were doing?
Because where's the fun in that, Mike?
I don't know.
There's no filler time for that. So somebody died. Now you have the house to yourself. You're not going to wear pants the rest of the weekend.
Monday through Friday. It's all work days. There's nobody can go out. Nobody can go do anything. It's all days people have jobs and things.
Hmm.
So, you know.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It was Allegiant. They only have the one plane. So they fly on Monday and then they fly again on Friday.
Oh, okay. So. That's exciting. Yes. What'd you, Manny? Anything fun and exciting?
Anything fun and exciting, Manny?
Worked.
With your new wife that apparently you just got that I found out about?
For the first day since, you know, can't remember the last time I was up in Jacksonville. But
yeah, that's fun.
I know I got to go back next week.
And what are you doing exactly? Can you tell us or is it a secret?
Yeah. Oh. So I am a field service representative, they call it.
Oh, that sounds fancy.
Yeah, it does. It's the fancy word for a guy who sits at home and teleworks. But I am a...
Good job, everybody.
I'm a civilian contractor for the Navy.
Oh.
We are kind of in a deal with them where we allow them to use our helicopters. In return, they let us use their ships to put our helicopters.
Oh. If they weren't using the helicopters, would you need the ships?
No.
Yes.
Because
our helicopters are a it's a UAV.
Yeah.
It's only got like a flying time of like an hour and a half before it has to start turning back to the ship.
Oh.
Because it's smaller. There's not, you know, the fuel tanks are small.
It's like a drone. Is it electrical?
That's what UAV means,
Michael.
Yeah,
it's a drone.
Is that what UAV means?
Mm-hmm.
It's the drone?
Yes. It's an unmanned air vehicle.
See?
You didn't know that.
I did too. So, I didn't know what it stood for, but I knew it meant a drone.
In a perspective that might help you out.
Yes. Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Can you put it in Call of Duty terms for Michael, please?
The personal recon UAVs.
Yeah, right.
That's what exactly
the little helicopter.
That's exactly what I work
with
on.
The two kills or the three kills. You get
yes.
The, yeah.
You have to kill three people in order for it to work.
Right. Right. And that happens. That's the same scenario.
Every single day.
Is that in real life?
Yeah. 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 Wow, three people die and then it goes up in the air.
And then we're allowed to fly it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's successful.
Yeah, sometimes you forget you have it.
Do you have to go out on the ships?
Yeah. So I was up in the ships, in the shipyard today up in Mayport.
I mean, but when the ships leave, do you have to go for a ride?
So whenever the ships leave, a crew will deploy with it.
Right.
Like a Navy detachment, and then an FSR will go with for 4 to 6 months. They haven't successfully done a six-month deployment yet because the ships are trash and they break a lot.
Oh.
But we just had two ships come back today. And then two more are deploying in January and February.
Yeah.
I'm not on that deployment.
Is this secret stuff we shouldn't be talking about?
No.
I'm not going to tell you where they go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or the routes. Or
the ocean.
I've been on that naval base.
That's what it is. Oh, yeah?
And I've been out on it's where I went out on a Coast Guard cutter.
Oh. With Sean?
Yes, actually. It was family day.
Oh. There you go.
Yeah.
How romantic.
It's a big base.
It's
big. It's very nice.
Very big base.
So, yeah. Yeah. And between that, you know, in his off time, the nights, he's twitching away with his...
Well, he's playing Call of Duty and needs to soundproof his room.
It's the easiest job I've ever had in my life, to be honest.
Yeah.
Really, Call of Duty is the same
thing? He hasn't deployed yet, though. Wait until he deploys, let's review.
Right.
No. When I deploy, it's going to suck, but just like every deployment I've ever been on, that's when I make the most money.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
so it'll be worth it.
So to get your own room? Because you're an FSR?
It depends. If it's a full ship,
right,
then I'll be bunking with the Navy. But if not, then I'll get my own stateroom.
Will you wear pants?
Stateroom. Sounds nice.
No.
No, yeah.
It's the Navy.
There's no pants. Because those little shorts.
It's the Navy.
In the Navy.
The little shorts and the hats.
But it is going to be a new experience, being that I did 6 years in the Air Force.
Right.
We get pampered in the Air Force.
Yeah, Air Force.
So now I'll be on like a
five-course meals and everything.
Yeah, like, hey, wait, where's the primary?
Well, at least it's not.
So you got it. So you're saying I got to sleep on the same sheets?
It's ridiculous.
There's nobody that cleans my room?
Yeah. What the heck?
What is this?
Where's the maid?
Yeah. Definitely had one of those.
Well, it's a ship, so it's a steward.
Excuse me.
Where's the steward? Yes. We got to go. All right, we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Mike too. Want to be part of the show? Go to patreon.com/thecigarhustlerspodcast. We have tiers starting just $5 a month. For $10 a month, you get a special show swag, and then you're eligible for the weekly secret show. Secret shows cover in-depth cigar reviews, behind-the-scenes information, and sometimes we just talk shit about people. Choose which tier works best with your budget and become an official show hustler. Thanks for the support.
All right, we're back. This is episode 151 of Cigar Hustler Podcast. We're here with the Manny.
The Manny.
That's the Manny. Me. Apparently married brother-in-law that I didn't know. So.
And I told him that I was going to subject him to battery sucking comments and stuff like that. But there's a trade off. I told him that we would we'd give him a plug. So
what are we plugging?
Do a little self promotion.
Yeah, there you go.
So except for it's not for myself, it's for my wife.
Well, I mean, it's still kind of for you.
It is for me.
Yeah. What do we want to promote his wife in doing?
Right.
She makes these fucking amazing cookies.
Oh, she's a cookie lady
too.
Oh, I've seen pictures of the cookies.
Cookie plug.
Yeah, I've been pushing for
some. Do we have cookies?
We don't have any
we
right
don't,
now.
We don't.
Like little microphones or something?
We don't. We could totally do that.
It could totally be arranged.
Yeah. But, I mean, I really feel like the microphones, is you're really kind of selling it short. I pushed for Biden cookies just because I thought it'd be funny to give to, you know, like diehard Trump supporters.
They just eat his head. I mean, that's actually something for them.
Oh, maybe.
They can crush him.
I don't know. I don't know where I was going.
She'd be able to pull it off, though.
She could. Hmm. She could. She made these really badass Halloween cookies. Yeah, she sent the whole batch.
I've seen the photos. Yeah, they're very nice.
Yeah.
Very detailed.
Yeah.
Very detailed. And she only started in, like, March.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she just have this art ability?
No.
She just found that her medium is
it's
cookies.
Unreal. Like, she can draw. Yeah. And she's artsy, but she's just got such a, like, a creative mind that it kind of just one day she picked it up and she did it.
You know what? I think I make cookies
randomly.
Look like people.
Yeah.
She did it randomly one day.
She took a couple Quaaludes.
Yeah.
And then she's like, fucking cookies,
cookies
man.
Sound good.
You know,
cookies
awesome
would be so
right
great.
Now?
Well, they put something else in that thing and then they hit it. And
yeah.
Oh, cookies would be
you know
great
what?
Right
oh,
now.
We could go for some.
But no, so it started because she started baking a lot when when I lived up there. She would make like these things called slutty brownies.
Oh.
And
hey.
What it is it's
fun for everybody.
Yes. Yeah.
A three-tiered brownie, and on top it's brownie, and then in the middle it's Oreo, and like a layer of Oreos.
Right, and
then
the bottom's a whore? Perfect.
And then it's chocolate chip on the bottom.
We need those.
Those.
She started making those a lot. I started bringing them into work,
right?
And then she would make cookies for me to bring into work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the cookie thing started. And now she's got her own business.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
It's Goblet of Goodies.
Okay. Can you find them? Where can you find it?
You can find it on Instagram and Facebook.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know? She's got
Goblet of Goodies.
Yeah.
Goblet of Goodies.
Yeah. You're probably not getting
all
anything
one word.
But nothing for Christmas right now because she's booked.
Christmas is a little, you know, she's got 20 orders to do for Christmas.
Right. And she's only one person. We're growing.
Right. But, you know, it's good. I just found out that her mother will be helping her.
Oh, nice.
And so now they can take orders.
Yeah.
Oh.
Her mother will
be
helping
we're expanding.
Her. And she also just
double
paid
the workforce.
Off her. She also just paid off her 9-year-old sister to be on dish duty. She gave her
$20. Oh,
which
so
is
they
nice.
Tripled
she's
the workforce now.
Yeah.
She's expanding.
Yeah, aggressive expansion.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we aggressive expand here, but we don't pay anybody.
No. Yeah. No, they're trying to pay me less.
Yeah.
No.
Like, hey,
I said at the meeting today.
Yeah. Hey, by the way,
we need to cut the hours we pay Palmer back.
Yeah, no.
What?
We need him here. We just don't want him on the clock.
Right.
Yeah. He works better that way. More efficient.
I don't think so.
I think so. I think so.
Well, for you, certainly. It's
fantastic.
Wins for you.
Yeah. Who's he? I don't know.
Of course, I do like it because then I can just leave.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You get to go, come and go as you please. You know, a little bit of freedom. And then when people come in, they treat you like you're the owner.
Well, that's if I'm on the clock or not.
So. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Mike's in charge. So there you go.
I have courage to say I'm the owner.
So Goblet of Goodies.
Goblet of Goodies. Is there a .com or anything or just Facebook?
No, just go to Facebook.
On Facebook. It's a little group on Facebook that she's got. She's also got her Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
She's blooming. She's doing well.
She's blooming.
Doing really well.
A blooming onion.
So far, so good. You know, we're trying to grow. Once we get into this house, we're going to set up a little shop for her, distro shop. And
it's going to be nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
She does any occasion, you know, holiday, birthday, anything.
Yeah, Teacher of the Year award stuff.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You know, Teacher of the Year.
Yeah. $75 a cookie for you, though.
$75 a cookie.
We got to offset the pay. just throwing that out there.
You're going to start paying me in cookies?
Yeah. Here's the
cigar. Cigars and cookies. There you go, Palmer. Here's your paycheck.
$75.
Here's one cookie and half a cigar.
$75, and thank you for your time.
You can have anything in the ashtray.
Yeah. All right. So, hey. What's going on?
On with the news.
On with the news. Brian, the Manny, thank you for coming on, too. Just, you know, throwing that out there before the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Solid.
All right. As we mentioned, Room 101.
Whoa!
What? I said the news. What?
You got to be kidding. What happened to the sound effects?
Oh, you went the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. They just in.
Yeah, thank you so much. I feel so much better now. Now I know that we're on the news.
Now we're on the news. Room 101 Death Bucket 2 goes on sale.
Oh, my God.
Really? There'll be another Death Bucket. Multiple retailers have begun selling the Room 101 Death Bucket 2, a follow-up to the Room 101 Death Bucket.
Mm-hmm.
The first appeared in 2018. Was it 2018? There must have been
There was one before.
So, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's being branded as Death Bucket. The most recent version is completely different cigar.
Ooh. it's an entirely different type of flying.
It's offered in a Robusto size.
Yes, it
there
is.
There we go.
See, and not
instead
a Toro.
Instead of a Toro
fucking,
size.
Yeah, must fucking liars with your fucking Instagrams.
It's also being made at a different factory. The new version comes from
Hoya de Nicaragua
that we found out the other day when we called
we
him.
We did. Oh, and when we FaceTimed him, Keanu was just so excited.
Oh, he said his name two and a half times.
So smitten.
Two and a half times? Jeff, my boots on my name.
I hope he listens to this podcast. Keanu's like, damn it, they mentioned my name.
Well, the original cigar was made at Tabacalera William Ventura in the Dominican Republic. As far as the blend, it uses a Nicaraguan.
That makes sense.
What?
Ventura. Okay.
The original was made by Ventura.
Yeah. Now we've moved on to Hoyo.
Yes. As far as the blend, it uses a Nicaraguan Habano wrapper over an Indonesian binder, and fillers comes from three regions in Nicaragua: Condega, Esteli,
and Jalapa.
Price is set at $12 per cigar.
It's like the go-to combo.
Might be Death Bucket 2. This is actually the third release of Death Bucket. The original cigar was first released 2018 that we said earlier.
Yes.
Save this for the
show. Love the beating in the background.
Yes, and the lovely.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Keanu. He's trying to send Morse code.
Yeah. He's trapped in the back.
Help me.
They hired me and they shoved me in this corner.
Crown Heads ships Mildias.
Holy moly,
Marbella
Edición
Limitada.
You're pinging on everything. That's what I'm smoking right now.
The Mildias Marbella Edición Limitada XX is off to stores. Yesterday, Crown Heads began shipping the Mildias. Wow, he shipped yesterday. Came in today.
No. I saw that Nickel City had it like on Friday.
Well, he gets stuff early. We just got it today.
You would think in the tundra that he's located in, all the way up in that, like, he's practically in Canada.
Is he?
No, he's in New York.
I'm going to say. This is a pretty quick extension of the Mildias line, which arrived on shelves in September. It uses an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper over a Nicaraguan binder and fillers from Costa Rica, Nicaragua, and Peru.
What a hit.
The other trifecta.
This cigar is what a hit, man. I mean, this is crazy.
It is.
We got another influx of them, and they're gone.
Gone. The line debuted.
You can't keep them in stock.
One.
It's absolutely amazing.
Oh, my mother just called. The line debuted in mid-September in four regular production Vitolas, the Mildias Mundo, the Mildias Corona Gorda, the Mildias Sublime, and the Mildias Double Robusto.
Yeah.
Mildias Marvel Edition Limitada is a 5 1/8 by 42, and a box of 30 will set you back $268.50.
I wonder if the Mildias will hit, like, you know, the top 10 half-wheel yada yada.
Is it too late in the season?
That's what I'm wondering.
Maybe too late in the season.
That's what I'm wondering.
It's a reference that the project took roughly 1,000 days between the time Pichardo presented Crown Heads with the original samples to when it was released.
It's like a glacial pace. That's what they should have called it. Glacial pace.
Glacial pace?
Yeah.
What is Spanish for glacial pace?
I don't know. Frio fucking.
Frio fucking?
Frio. How do you say
peso?
What? Camido? I don't know.
Peso?
Caliente? I don't know.
Caliente.
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 That's hot.
Are you
really
into this?
Yeah. Camisa? Camisa?
No, Camisa. It's head, isn't it?
That's Cabeza.
Cabeza.
Yeah.
I don't know what Camisa is.
Mm-hmm. We're just, you know, two white guys forest gumping our way through this garden.
Fully
not
there was
sense,
a device.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fully there was a device that we carried with us everywhere.
Fully there's a way that we could figure this out. What kind of fun would that be, though, if we just looked it up?
True, yeah. Let's just say what it is.
Yeah. Glacial pace.
Okay.
I want a Mildias exclusive for the shop.
The hammering is driving me nuts.
You're going to be okay. I feel like you're just on edge because your wife left you permanently for her ex.
Wow.
In Kansas.
Wow. Not in Kansas. It's Springfield.
What? Illinois?
No, Springfield, Missouri.
Missouri.
Oh, and I paid for the ticket. What a sucker am I?
One born every minute.
There you go. Viaje Holiday Blend Candy Cane returns for 2020.
Hey.
Viaje's Winter
I blew
Holiday
this one.
You didn't. We're not getting
this. Nah, I missed it.
We missed all the turkey stuff.
I missed that one too.
All people have to do is call you.
Yeah, but there's 75,000 fucking emails that I get, and they email me, and then I'm like, oh, I wonder if.
Yeah, did everybody like to start emailing me those information?
They actually said, "Is there another email?" he just emailed me back. Like, is there another email we can get in touch with you with? Maybe I just give him yours.
Give him the podcast one. It gets very little email.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I'll have him email you. And then you could say,
Wes? No, Viaje. Who's Viaje?
It's Viaje. It randomly changes. He's gone through like 20 people.
Oh, who is it now?
It's probably like four. He's probably gone through four.
Who is it now?
I don't know. It's the same email, though.
Oh, just different people.
Yeah. It's just the signature at the bottom is different.
Viaje's winter holiday themed cigars are set to return later this month. And they're not
we would have gotten a box of Candy Cane and a box of Holiday Blends, but we didn't get either.
The company has posted pictures of an upcoming release of both Holiday Blend and Candy Cane, two cigars that typically ship in December to coincide with the Christmas holidays. Company statement, ho, 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 it's that special time of year again. The air is getting cooler and the temps are dropping, signaling that winter is just that. Around the corner. Was this in the email you got?
Yeah. I just saw it today. I saw it today. I was like, oh, fuck. Whoa. And it was like email, it was sent to me, the follow-up email was sent to me on the 4th.
Of December.
Like the final notice. I'm like, oh, shit, there's no way.
This is the 7th, I'm not getting it.
Like, so final notice, so I'm like, hey, can I still get those? Nope.
Well, if anybody else gets them, the bundle of candy canes, which is usually a barber pole version of the holiday blend. Oh, it sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Indicates that it will be a 6x54 release.
Is it a barber pole?
Not gonna, yeah, but we'll never see it.
It's fine.
Company declined to provide any further details to Michael, so that's the way it worked. But he did indicate on Instagram that the release would ship on December 14th. It's still 7 days.
Yeah, but they already sold them.
You don't know anybody at VI?
You know.
Who do you know?
I mean, I know Andre, but like what...
I feel this is below really
want,
Andre.
Like, you so want me to fucking, you know. Like, I don't want to, first of all, it's on me. I fucked it up, for one, and for two, like, I don't want to press for what, for two boxes? Hey, man, really,
well,
really
we
two
won't
boxes?
Read any more of this story because we're not getting them, so we'll just.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, moving on. We're not getting them, so we're not interested. Oh, wow.
There's a lot of information apparently about that cigar.
I'm very excited about the VIs.
The top 25 cigars of 2020. They released the schedule.
I'm very excited about this.
The top 25 cigars of 2020 are almost here. Every year, Cigar Aficionado conducts a tasting of the highest scoring cigars from the past 365 days to determine which are good enough to make the top 25 and which one cigar will rise above all the rest and be named Cigar of the Year who's paid us the most money. Nope, that's alleged.
I'm not going to lie. The list I could give two shits about. His son comes on every year. And he fucking mutilates the names of every cigar. And it is just so amazing.
Fan favorite.
It is
the
best podcast.
That's fantastic.
So the list, the final day of the list is January 15th. Cigars 11 through 25 will be announced on the 15th. Mm-hmm. He happens to be coming to visit after the holidays on the 16th and 17th of January.
That's okay.
So it worked out perfect. Saturday, Sunday, right after the
I'm glad that you had correspondence with Cigar Aficionado. I said, hey, listen, we really want to destroy your names for
right,
your
yes. We need
for the list. Hojo.
So the January 19th show. Yeah, the Hoy Jojo.
Yeah. Hojo.
Oh, the Hojo.
That's amazing.
The Hojo.
So amazing.
The January 19th show will be episode 157. And in Cigar Hustler podcast.
It's one you can't miss.
Jake Palmer will be us reading the top 25. He was quite thrilled to find out that it coincided exactly with
this. That works out well.
So we need to line up a celebrity to correct him.
Ooh.
So who can we get? If you would like to be in the area on the 16th of January, you'd like to come in and you can say the names correctly.
I mean, it was Danny last time. And what maybe we have Danny come back.
I don't. Why?
Because we're mending fences. We're moving on.
I don't know. I don't feel necessary. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think he likes you because of the shirt. I told you that was it. It was because you did the shirt with his name crossed off.
No, we're friends now.
I thought he came to town and didn't call you.
He didn't. That was hurtful. But we've moved on.
Are you talking now?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then forget anything I said. He's a very lovely man. I miss him terribly.
Yeah.
So.
No, we're good. We, I reached out to him after the AMA. I said, hey, man, that was a good interview.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Except where was he?
I don't know. I couldn't figure that out either. I'm like, where the fuck
is he? He's in a white tile room. There was some clips on the wall, like the hang things. Like somebody asked in the text.
It's a torture chamber.
Well, they asked if he was in a holding cell. But yeah, I mean, at first I thought a bathroom, but no. Clips room, maybe a dark room because of the clips.
It was, I mean, nobody came in and interrupted him, and he's got, 75 kids. So,
right, exactly. Yes.
So it had to be
a really bad echo.
Yeah. I don't know where he was.
I don't either.
Where the fuck were you? We should ask him that. Just call him. Hey, wait, where the hell were you?
We'll have to make note of that. Yeah. Ask him that question.
Yeah. It was his S&M chamber.
Oh, a sex room like Greg's house.
Yeah, the sex room. Maybe that's why it's all tile. It's very easy to clean.
Just wipe it all down. There you go. And the clips for hanging directions.
Yeah, exactly. Right. No, that's where you put the chains up.
Oh, it didn't look strong. It looked like clips like you'd hang paper.
You can't see.
Huh?
How would you know?
I zoomed in.
You couldn't read fucking pineapple ice. You said apple pie.
I saw Apple.
Right in front of
you. I saw Apple. I went with Apple.
It's yellow.
Jeez.
And it's yellow. Looks just like apple
just
pie.
Just like an apple.
Just like apple
just
pie.
Like, just like an apple.
Just like an apple. It's yellow.
Well, hey, there are golden apples,
right?
California
golden delicious.
Yeah, there you go. See?
Thank you very much. Right. A volunteer was attacked by a tiger at Carol Baskin's Big Cat Rescue in Tampa.
Oh, my goodness.
A longtime volunteer at Big Cat Rescue, the Florida Animal Sanctuary, profiled Netflix's Tiger King, was attacked by a tiger during a morning feeding sanctuary, confirmed to CNN. A story from CNN.
Yeah. Oh.
We're moving up.
Oh.
The volunteer who worked at the Carol Baskin founded sanctuary for 5 years had gone to feed the tiger Kimba on Thursday when she noticed a tiger was locked out of the section of its cage where it usually fed.
Uh-oh.
What, do you go in there? Oh, it's locked down.
Oh, it's not in here. Let me go check.
The volunteer opened the gate to let it through without asking a coordinator, Big Cat Rescue said in a statement to CNN. She reached her arm through the cage to unclip the second door, breaking protocol. Not allowed.
You never break protocol.
According to the sanctuary, they want to make sure we all know that that's not normal practice.
Right.
And Kimba grabbed the volunteer's arm and tore it off at the shoulder.
Well, hey, now you're same level with Mr. Joe Exotic. You know,
that is true.
Yeah, I mean, both lost an arm. Now, the real question here is, I mean, I don't know if anybody's seen the documentary, but when that person lost their arm.
Right.
In wherever the fuck it was, Oklahoma or whatever, you know, they were all about it. They're like, take the arm. I'm going back to work. Now, I want to know.
In 5 days.
Yeah. I want to know how this person's response is. Like, you know what? I'm done.
Well, let's move on with the story.
Okay. Yes, please.
Another volunteer heard the attack.
Excuse me.
Yeah, and sorry.
Don't touch the screen.
Yeah, he gets very upset when I interject.
Another volunteer heard the attack and ran over. The tiger released its grip on the arm. Co-workers attempted to stop the bleeding and save the injured volunteer's arm before an ambulance arrived about 20 minutes later. Ooh, a long time.
They're like, yeah, we'll get
there. You think you got a call from a tiger place? It would do
yeah, there was a tiger has ripped off the arm. Oh, okay, well, we're...
There's nothing we can do about it.
There's nothing we can do for
where
her.
Where is
very
the
sorry.
Actual arm at?
Yeah, so we're in the middle of lunch right now.
Yeah.
And, we're on another call. Yeah.
Tell the guy to hang tight.
Yeah.
Well, it was a woman.
Is there any
it was an
ice?
Older woman.
Is there ice anywhere?
Did you put it on ice? Kimba was placed in quarantine for the next 30 days, Big Cat Rescue said.
But, that'll teach him.
But was grown? Just acting normally due to the presence of food and opportunity.
An arm.
An arm. So.
And human contact.
Sanctuary said the volunteer, still conscious after the attack, insisted she didn't want Kimba to be punished for biting her. Tiger rips off my arm. Shoot it.
My dog bites my kid. I fucking axe him out back instantly. We're not going to the kennel.
Anybody.
Yeah, just the 45.
No
just
test.
Fucking old Yeller style. No.
CNN reached out to the Hillsborough County Fire Rescue for more information on the attack and is waiting to hear back. The department told CNN affiliate WFTF. It responded to the scene and that no one person was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. What?
Somebody was really high when they answered that.
That's not it ripped it off.
They're like, yeah, no, it's fine.
Maybe just bit her. Maybe it didn't tear it off.
Maybe she had information on Carol Baskin's husband.
Yeah, you know what?
Can we just reach in there and unhook that latch? It's fine. The cat won't even
totally
bother you.
Cool.
Yeah. It's totally cool. Yeah. It's against protocol,
the cat's
Mr. Baskin.
Not that
no, no,
big.
It's fine. The cat's
fine.
Over there.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you say about my husband, fine. My ex? Yeah, no.
You said you know what?
You're in a family of money?
I'm sorry, blackmail? What? No. Oh, yeah, no. Kimba's hungry.
Kimba's hungry. Can't get
Not
food.
In her cage? Oh, so weird. Go in there and check that out.
Yeah, here's some body lotion made of sardine oil. Yeah.
I'm wearing that new perfume you gave me, so it's just like meat.
Here, drape this around your neck.
Just hold the steak out in front of him.
Yeah,
it's
fine. It'll be perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes. Oh, yes. It's
all
alleged.
Always got to throw an
allegedly.
So what else?
That's all I got. That was it.
That was your news?
That was the top story. That was a slow news week. Well, we threw away 7 pages about that holiday cigar we're not getting, so.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm sorry, Mike. Do you have a listener of the week?
Nope. No listener of the week this week.
You really kind of half-assed it.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, you always say that you're the guy that's going to handle this. Like, I got
we're at 50 minutes.
Yeah, but where,
I've handled
it. Where's your listener?
It's a whole show.
There's got to be a listener of the week always.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
We had 2 last week.
We did have 2.
And yours is very moody, by the way.
I like mine.
Very, very moody on Steve, Facebook.
Yeah, well, he's like, no, I mean, he was 100% correct. He said, excuse me, he was not your listener of the week.
No, he was not, because I picked a blind man that you beat up at the gym, apparently.
Well, he's not a listener. How's he going to listen on this podcast? He's gonna
I mean, his
he can
hearing
listen.
Is probably a lot better
yeah,
now
his hearing
his
works
one
fine.
Of his
but how do you get to it on the phone?
Somebody doesn't work.
Braille.
Oh, you could just say, hey, you say the name.
There's Braille apps. Come on, Mikey.
There's Braille apps.
Right. Jeez, the screen swells up with little buttons.
It's ridiculous.
Little nubs and stuff.
So you don't have a listener? It's got to be a listener. Come on. Give me somebody.
Oh, it was Mr. Coop's birthday this week.
It was Mr. Coop's birthday.
He could be listener of the week again. Ooh. He likes me listener of the week. Who we got?
I don't know.
Hurry up, Burley. He's going to go off.
I'm trying to look. Have we done Andrew McCreary lately?
Yeah, we did.
Yes. Yes. I'm glad his package arrived. I was tracking it all weekend.
Man. Oof, dude, USPS is really fucking...
It never said it was ever scanned in at the post
office. Oh, yeah, man. I just had that again with another customer. Like, hey, it says delivered. It's not here. I'm like, okay.
Well, yeah, he called or he texted or something Andrew did Friday, and we looked it up real quick, and I remember doing it. I sent it out, and... It never says scanned at the post office. It just says ticket was made or whatever it is.
It's like when Christmas comes around, the USPS, they just completely lose their fucking minds.
Right.
And then you throw COVID on top of that and they're,
Well, it was a heavier box. They bought a box of cigars and a sampler and blah. So
it's harder for them to move
it? Well, it probably went to a different bucket or cart, whatever they put those things in.
I think it really happens for like a hub-to-hub scenario.
Probably.
So there are specific hubs, and I'm willing to bet that if you have an outbreak at one of these hubs, then they work on a skeleton crew, and they're already inundated with packages from COVID. Now,
years ago, I bought some sunglasses, and they went back and forth from this post office to Altamont, back and forth, because they couldn't read it. So I kept going back and forth, and I had to get the Postmaster General over here involved, and he had to watch for it to come back.
I'm gonna take the package. Don't you worry.
So about 3 weeks later, he called me and goes, I have your sunglasses. At this point, I don't even want them.
You know what? Send them back.
Send them back. I don't want them.
I went to the mall. I picked some up.
Right. Oh, I ordered that battery. Still hasn't come.
That's nice.
It's supposed to come Wednesday. And I've been to Target 3 times since then. I go, well, I can't buy it now because, like I said, ordered from Amazon.
Just hit the button. I'll be here.
Be here the next day, you said.
2021.
Right. Nope. Still on its way. But other stuff I've ordered has come in.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm excited to review the Death Bucket 2. It's a totally different blend
from a totally different factory.
It's a completely different experience. It'd be great if we had the man
you
tried.
You should wear the ring while you smoke it.
Oh. It's going to be a necklace piece for me for a while. What's that? I can't wait to see him. What is that? What are you wearing? It's my necklace.
It's my necklace.
What's it to you?
Yeah.
Don't touch it.
It's none of your damn business.
Should wear it tucked in your shirt so he doesn't.
So it's kind of bulging.
Bulgy.
Cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very cool.
What do you think of this? Yeah, it's the devil. It's cool.
I bought it at the flea market this week.
It's totally my style.
Yeah, yeah. I'm all about.
If you know me.
I'm all about really large pieces of jewelry.
not gaudy. Real big, large chrome pieces. Yeah. I really like those.
Chrome? came with rims.
You see the ankle bracelet I wear? It looks like a suit of armor.
Yeah. I got it. Speaking of which, is there a wall charger anywhere? So, yeah. Okay. Well, hey, no listener of the week. I expect better from you.
Hey, you know what? You get what you pay for.
What?
You get what you pay for.
It's about 3 cookies worth.
Yeah.
Oh, cookies. Yeah. I so want a cookie now.
Yeah, well.
And that whore brownie thing.
Well, I just want to know, with your current actions, you're entitled to like 25% of one cookie. I'm going to bring it in and say, wait, cut it off and then eat the other part.
Give me the ear.
Yeah.
The ear from Biden.
Or the Biden ear.
The Biden ear.
Yeah. And take the top off of the head.
It's the best part, you hear? That's just the best part's here.
Yeah, the best part's here. Mike Tyson. You didn't talk about, what's his name, boxing?
What? I didn't watch.
That is a good topic.
That was last week,
wasn't it? What's the guy's name? Logan, yada yada?
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul is going to now box. What the fuck? Floyd Mayweather.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to box the other guy?
No, Floyd what? Nate Robinson?
No, the guy.
That guy's still unconscious.
That guy's still dead.
Yeah, Nate Robinson is.
Yeah, he's dead.
Rumor has it he's still face down in the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, in all the pictures, he's still face down in the ring.
He's still there, guys.
He's still there. He haven't woke him up yet.
They have not woke him up.
You're talking about Tyson and Roy
Jones?
There
we go. Nobody wants to fight Tyson again?
I'm sure somebody will fight.
I think that fight's going to happen again.
Tyson-Roy Jones?
I think it's going to be a rematch. There's no way those two guys are ending on a draw like that.
I feel like that's what they wanted. Like, that outcome was.
It was a. It wasn't sanctioned anyway, so it had to be a draw.
First of all, Tyson won that fucking fight
Tyson
all
won.
Day.
They couldn't call a winner, but they know going in there that they're only expected to land body shots anyway.
Right, but did you see Roy Jones like round through round sitting in the corner? He's like, "What fuck did I do to
myself? How much am I getting paid?"
Like round three, like dude's this, breathing out of his mouth.
I know it's like round one. I'm like, "The dumbest. Why would I do this?" Yeah.
Well, how much did he make?
It was all for charity.
Yeah, they got paid.
They donated.
No, they gave it to charity.
They didn't get paid.
No.
They asked Tyson.
Tyson making a rematch?
Tyson did it to get in shape.
Yeah, Tyson asked at the end. Somebody asked, "Well, would you get into the real WBA or whatever the fuck it's called?"
Yeah, and I will get in the ring.
No, he's like, "No, I'm doing better things for better people. I'm helping people." It's like,
yeah,
okay. There are certain times when Tyson makes a statement and you're just like, yeah, I'm just gonna shut up now.
Yeah,
you know, like there,
I piss him off.
I listened to the Joe Rogan interview and like there are times when Joe Rogan would laugh and he's like, "I'm not being funny," and Joe Rogan's like.
Right, okay. Yes, sir.
No.
Yeah, I'm very sorry.
I'm not being funny. Okay.
And this guy, like Tyson, ever says that, then.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. It's time to get in line.
Would you like a cookie?
Here, you've earned this.
Get a whole cookie.
All right,
episode 151. Those are correct over there now.
Oh, very nice.
And we're doing Secret Show 68 today.
Very excited. Very excited about the Death Bucket 2. Dun, dun, dun.
All right, I'm going to turn this off then.
Go ahead.
All right. If you like to
Manny,
the cookie,
Manny,
the
thank
cookie,
you.
The cookie company one more time.
Yeah, Goblet of Goodies.
Yeah.
Check
Goblet
it out.
Of Goodies.
Goblet of Goodies.
And
check
Manny, thank you very much for coming on to the show. Yes, and
do you call him Manny around the house?
No, I don't.
No,
I don't.
Just curious.
No, I really don't call much. I hardly see him, to be honest. Yeah.
You know, we're on opposite schedules.
Yeah, that's what it is.
He's very busy.
Super busy.
Yeah, super busy man.
Super busy man.
Yeah.
Flying drones.
Yeah, flying drones. UAV.
Right. Do you have your own drone at home?
No. That's funny, you know, that you asked though, because whenever I tell anybody that I work on drones, they think it's a little handheld one. Until you see it in person,
yeah,
and it's an actual full size helicopter,
the size of your phone, and you just.
Yeah, no, I wish that would be way easier.
Yeah. Oh, that one broke. To send in another one.
No. Another one.
Yeah, no. If this helicopter crashes, someone's gonna lose a job. It's like, yes. Okay.
So you're going to do 25 to life.
Full-size drone helicopters.
So there it is.
All right. We got to go. Bye.
This has been a Cigar Hustlers podcast, a Mike and Mike production. Be sure to listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. for all new episodes.
Hi, I'm Justo y Raw.
Yeah, we just don't have to do a single podcast ever again.
Perfect.
Ever.
I'm good, Mike and Mike. How are you guys doing?
The Hojo de...
Hojo! It's the Hojo!
The moderator.
You didn't even let him fuck it up all the way.
I can't get past Hojo!
Go on. I don't even have to try to hit
He's
the
not even
going to
try.
We're going to cover a lot of ground here, Mike.
All right.
Try to keep up.
That's a sign of a good podcast.
Maybe you're like four cigars when I walked in a door.
All right, end this.
Mike squared.